Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
She's not Charlie Rose. She's Ivy Dinkins. She's a wannabe actress from Florida.
You should go before we call the police.
I'm not leaving town until I get what I deserve.
No one can touch me anymore. I'm Rhodes now.
Maureen's cheating. Sure.
There must be some mistake. Maureen's a devoted wife.
I forget you have to run the story. Just... I hope you don't let your personal feelings against me make it any uglier than it has to be.
I'll admit that I saw the webpage, but I had nothing to do with it coming out.
Well, if you didn't do it, then who did? You see all those people leaving. Why don't you join them?
It wasn't until I saw you confronting Blair that I realized I had it all wrong. You're in love with her.
I'm not in love with Blair.
You've really been good this whole time, haven't you?
I wanted to move on, to give you the happy life you deserve. I only turned dark and desperate because I was afraid of losing you.
Where has she been? And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO. Gossip Girl.
Apologies have been made and the security breach fixed. But 2 weeks later and still not one tip. Apparently no one can hold a grudge like an Upper East Sider. And no one can lie like one either.
Here's to Charlie, who's learning it's never too late to be a debutante. And to Mom, who couldn't refuse one last ball.
Oh, not a ball. It's just a little party to introduce my darling niece into society. Just because Carol made a mockery of her own debut does not mean that Charlie should be cheated out of the experience.
Yeah, she hired Karen Fenley to go in her place. And when Carol's name was called, Karen walks out wearing nothing but chocolate and a pillbox hat.
No, I'm a Karen Finley fan. But it was a bit much. We were barred from the plaza for years.
Well, I'm honored. And if the party wasn't enough, Lily arranged for me to spend the day at the Plaza Atomy Spa.
It's way too generous, especially after everything I put you guys through with Max.
Oh, please. That was not your fault. That young man had a lot of problems.
No wonder Serena was so into him.
Anyway, I'm just eager to put this all behind me and start a new chapter in my life. Oh, and I got a job to help. Nate offered me my old position back.
Wow. Waffles, a new job, and a party in your honor? Not a bad day to be Charlie Rhodes.
Not a bad day to be Dan Humphrey either. It seems like being the target of a Twitter war pays off. Inside is doing so well that Simon & Schuster is giving it a second printing.
And my editor wants to publish it with a new afterword now, so I have no idea what to write. I'm starting to understand the appeal of heroin or womanizing or whatever it is the writers do when they can't write.
That's hard to find inspiration when you're not trashing your friends, huh?
Well, at least I don't have the added pressure of it being turned into a movie, so thank you for that.
All right, that's enough.
You two should not be fighting like this. It's time to work it out.
Yeah, I'm coming into the office now. But you gotta cancel that meeting with Bloomberg. There's just too much going on today. Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
A week ago, you couldn't get Bloomberg to give you a quote to the Spectator. Now you're canceling on him? That's a bold move, Nathaniel. I'm almost aroused.
Yeah, well, ever since I published that article about staying independent from my family, people are paying attention.
So you're finally learning there are upsides to pissing off your family.
Grandfather actually loved the editorial, so much so that he invited me to be his guest at Camp Allen this weekend. Yeah, I leave for Vermont after work.
Yeah, you, Warren Buffett, and every other finance media titan. World domination by day, debauchery by night, the Allen retreat is legendary. I pity the fool who tries to hire a call girl in Manhattan this weekend.
Yeah, so I have to ask you, why are you reading a rival paper, huh?
Oh, wow. They might call the wedding off? Does this mean that you...
I'm sure it's not even true. You should know better than anyone. These stories are invented to sell papers to women who collect ceramic cats.
Yeah, still, maybe you should give her a call.
Louis is the father of her child. There's no way Blair's walking away from that.
Thing happening to me. Pregnancy makes fingers swell up like kielbasas.
Well, the paparazzi are camped out downstairs to find out if your wedding is called off. They seem without my ring. They'll think it means something.
I start to think maybe it does.
Mr. Louis is back from Third World. It's been a week and he's still waiting at the consulate.
Where he'll remain until I decide what to do.
You know what to do. Mr. Chuck told you secret to making Louis good man again. Say like magic spell. Bibbidi bobbidi boo. I will never leave you. Poof! Louis will feel safe again and you live happily ever after.
But I'm not sure I can promise Louis that I'll never leave him.
Handsome Prince, who is father of your child, loves you. What is stopping you?
Nothing. But unlike you, I don't just marry the first person who asks me.
It is the thought of Mr. Chuck that makes you unsure.
Of course not. Well, I will admit that Chuck has changed. But this is about Louis. And until I can promise him he'll never lose me or my fingers regain their elegant shape, we are not leaving this apartment.
That could be a very long time.
We are going nowhere. This is New York. We can live on takeout for months.
I'm sorry. I assumed you were trying to sabotage my book being made into a movie.
I'm sorry, too, but it didn't work out. I really did want to make it happen for you, Dan. But that's great about the second print of Inside. I'll be able to figure out the afterword.
I'm not so sure, though. I've never been stuck like this before.
What? That seems like an amazing opportunity to see how the book changed you, how it changed everyone.
Did it really change anyone?
Yes. Seeing where our characters ended made us realize exactly where we didn't want to be. Nate didn't want to be half a person, and now he's running The Spectator. And Chuck went from dying alone to therapy.
What about you?
Well, I thought I'd change my ending by getting the job with Jane or this blog, but the truth is I'm still making horrible decisions in my love life. I actually envy you. You get this book where you get to see your journey and see what choices you would make differently, where you went off track. I wish I had something like that.
Well, if you really are looking for a history of Serena Vanderwoodson, and there's always Gossip Girl. I know. But it's not like she hasn't chronicled your entire life since grammar school. What harm could it be to look at a few old blasts? I think maybe you learned something you didn't expect.
Charlie's leaving and needs a coat.
Okay, I'll bring it to her. Thank you, Dan. Good luck.
How'd it go? Well, Serena just pointed out how the ending of my book changed everyone, except me, of course.
No, it's not too late to change.
How? Writing-wise, life-wise, I wouldn't know where to begin.
Well, for starters, Blair, I'm very observant. Not to mention you haven't really dated anyone since that kiss with Blair last spring.
Blair's getting married and having a baby with Louis. And if she wasn't with Louis, she'd be with Chuck, not me.
Maybe. Even if Blair doesn't feel the same way, it might be worth it for you to tell her how you feel. At least so you can move on.
I think the last time I saw you concentrating that hard, you were reading the instructions on how to assemble a hookah.
Trip, hey man. What are you doing here?
I had a meeting across the street. Figured I'd stop in and say hey. But I'll let you get back to it. We're still on for Wrecking Ball tomorrow.
Oh, actually, Grandfather's taking me out to the Allen retreat tonight. Yeah, I thought you knew.
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, I'm sure it was just, you know, a last-minute decision and everything. I'm sorry he can't bring both of us.
Actually, it's okay. Now, the reason he asked you is because I backed out. The truth is, I couldn't stand to be around him right about now.
Why? What happened?
Well, Maureen and I have been having some issues since she tried to release the fake affair story. But something wasn't adding up. She finally admitted that Grandfather was behind the whole thing.
What? Why didn't she say something before?
It was causing a tremendous strain on her marriage, and she got scared. He made her do it. And just because he said it was to help my campaign, it doesn't make it okay.
No, of course not.
Anyway, I'm sorry to burden you with this, but maybe it's better for you to know now before you go away with him. Because he manipulated you too.
DVD on prenatal yoga. Maybe we use this time to get in shape for childbirth.
I plan on having my child the old-fashioned way. Fully sedated. And the only downward dog I want to see you doing is cleaning up the dust from under that couch. Ah! Please.
sabia de algo assim.
Isso, já te dam, não baixas.
I'm not even safe in my own home. I have to get out of here. Somewhere they never think to look for me.
Go to Dorota's in Queens.
Princesses don't go to Queens.
Need to marry Louis to be princess.
Hello. I guess it's time for me to accept that if you want something badly enough, you have to go out and get it yourself.
Hey, I was wondering what you were doing today.
Coming to stay with you, actually.
Okay.
Watch out, kids. The end of me just might turn out to be the end of one of you.
Sheets are brought on the bed, your Joe Malone candles are burning in every room, and every trace of my existence has been removed from the bathroom.
Thank you. Just because I had to flee to the boroughs doesn't mean my creme de la mer should have to suffer too.
I saw your photo in the paper. Is everything okay?
Everything is horrible. I need to go to Louis and reassure him that he's never going to lose me, but something is stopping me.
Chuck is stopping you.
No, I haven't even spoken to Chuck.
You don't have to. You two have some strange force field effect on each other. Physicists should study it.
Fine. Though the last thing you deserve is to hear these words. You're right. Chuck has finally become the person I've always wanted him to be. And I know how to change Louis back to the prince I fell in love with. Which means I'm trapped. I have to choose, but I can't. You have to help me.
Okay. Have you made a list of pros and cons? Sometimes that helps me.
Lists are for choosing bridesmaids, not who you're spending the rest of your life with.
You're right. Go the Howard Hughes route. I'm sure you'll figure it out by the time you're peeing in jars.
Fine. Okay, I'll start with Chuck. Pros. He truly has become a good man.
Cons. He's slept with every woman in New York. It could get a little awkward at dinner parties.
Sometimes fun. Don't judge. Okay, Louis. Pros. Obviously, he's the prince.
Of Monaco. What else?
He's the father of my child. The fact is, I can make all the lists in the world. But what else matters? I've pretended like it's not a factor, but it's everything. Isn't it? Louis is the father of my child. So, he is the only ending to this fairy tale. Right?
He doesn't have to be.
You don't think it would matter that my baby is another man's child?
It wouldn't to me.
You're right. I at least have to ask. Can you do me a favor and go grab some food? I'm famished.
This better be a long-distance call.
I told you, I'm not leaving until I get my money.
Look, I offered you some cash to help you get back home, and you said no.
$5,000? What good is that? I gave up everything for you. Either you give me the full amount you promised, or I will tell anyone who will listen who you really are.
Go ahead and try. If my family didn't believe you, who will?
So intently over there.
I'm going through old Gossip Girl blasts, trying to figure out when I started making such bad romantic decisions. It's a trip, which is also the name of one of my disastrous choices.
Not all bad, I hope.
No, I'm up to a junior year, and there's a lot of stuff about me and Dan, which is good. Oh my gosh. Do you remember our first official date when he took me to Jean Georges to try to impress me?
I do. Yeah, you were so nervous I considered slipping him a tranquilizer.
We had fun. Yeah. You know, the truth is, I don't think I ever got it right before Dan. Or since him. Besides Nate, he's probably the only good guy I've ever dated.
I can't disagree. You guys were great together.
I don't think I realized how great at the time.
Well, I think it's really something how those feelings turned into such an enduring friendship.
Yeah, sure. Of course. That's weird, a gossip girl blast.
Yeah, I've noticed you guys haven't gotten a lot of those lately.
Everyone's been afraid to send in tips since their identities were revealed. Since no one will dare to send in a scoop, I had to do my own stakeout, and my hard work paid off. Spotted. Possible royal runaway bride, Blair Waldorf, being offered refuge at Lonely Boy's Loft. Looks like Brooklyn Pool's rush in.
Well, I guess Dan got the ending he wanted. Good for him.
You found your way. I've lost mine.
I didn't think Blair Waldorf could get lost.
Neither did I, but I'm so lost I wound up in Brooklyn.
There are worse places. This isn't something Humphrey can help you with?
No, only you. Do you think you could love another man's child?
Why are you asking me this?
Paralyzed. I can't move. I can't breathe. You have to help me.
I can't make this decision for you, Blair. You're the one who has to live with it.
But what's the right choice, Chuck?
I can't imagine it would be a mistake to marry the father of your child. Right.
So the fake story Maureen told about the affair, did she do that on her own or were you involved?
It was my idea. I thought it would help Tripp. Obviously, it was a mistake. I was planning on telling you about Maureen this weekend, but you beat me to it. And since we're having this conversation, there's something else I was going to tell you. It wasn't a coincidence that Diana hired you. She did so at my request.
Wait, what? Why would you do that? The whole reason I came to work here was because I didn't want to get a job through my family. I wanted to prove myself.
And you did. I was worried for your future, Nathaniel. I thought you might enjoy working in journalism. And in all honesty, I hoped I could control some of the press about Tripp.
Yeah, but why are you coming clean now?
That editorial that you published made me realize you're the one who has an understanding of which direction the Vanderbilt family needs to go in if we're going to continue to be leaders.
Not Tripp.
No, not anymore. I should let you get back to work. I know this is a lot to take in, but I hope you will still be my guest at Camp Allen this weekend.
I don't know.
I'm assuming Tripp is the one who told you about Maureen. I'm sorry he said anything before I was able to. He's always wanted me to take him to Camp Allen. He was pretty upset when I invited you over him.
So you never asked Tripp to go?
Tripp's scared he's going to lose the election. And I think it's beginning to make him a little desperate. I'm going to head over there, have a little talk with him. Please, let me know if you change your mind about the weekend.
Hey. Hi, Max Harding, Ivy's...
What do you want?
There's something you need to know about Charlie.
Yeah, that you accused her of being an imposter. Serena and Charlie already told me. Let me guess, you're here because you want me to buy your story.
It's worth it.
Yeah, well, what makes you think that I believe anything that you had to say?
She's not who she says she is, Nate.
Serena, the loft is surrounded by paparazzi. It's insane.
Well, they're probably tracking Gossip Girl, who's tracking Blair, to your door.
Look, I know why you invited her there, and I think it's a huge mistake.
She and Louis may be having problems, but they're still engaged. And then there's Chuck. Dan, this is not the time to be throwing your hat into the ring.
Why do you care?
Because, unlike you, I have her best interests at heart. Telling her your feelings is not going to change your ending. It's just going to mess with hers.
Lois, and the fact is, this doesn't concern you at all.
I'm going to talk to Blair, and even if it's the biggest kamikaze disaster of my life,
it's my disaster, it's my ending, so please, stay out of it.
Fine. Then I may just help someone else get their ending.
Go ahead, Serena.
They say love is blind, but jealousy, it seems, provides a clear view all the way to Monaco.
Hey. Oh, I'm sorry to bother you. I was just leaving. I wanted to say hi.
No, please. Come in. You're the first friendly face I've seen all day.
That bad, huh?
Yeah. Today? Yeah, hey, listen. I have to tell you, your ex, Max, came by to see me earlier. He's trying to sell your story.
What did he say to you?
Oh, he was looking for money. He seemed pretty desperate, though. I kicked him out, but I thought you should know. Just be careful.
Thanks. I will. I'm sorry you're not going to be able to make it to my party tonight.
Oh, well, actually, I might be able to now. My grandfather just admitted to me that the only reason I have this job is because he bought a Spectator. And here I was, thinking I was doing great work and so proud of it, and now I just feel like a total fraud.
Like, it doesn't matter how you got here, Nate. Once you started the job, you did the work. I read that editorial you wrote, and it's clear that you've become the leader that you wanted to be. If you deserve to be that person, then own it. Never look back.
Thanks.
Thank you for letting me use the suite to set up. It's made things so much easier. I hope we'll see you later.
As a public service, I'm staying home this evening.
I see. Well, for what it's worth, Blair won't be attending.
Their schedule is of no interest to me.
Look, I don't mean to pry, Charles, but I have been worried about you as her wedding date approaches. It can't be easy.
Thank you for your concern, but I'm fine. It's nothing that can't be fixed with a night of scotch and perhaps a rogue socialite if you care to send one my way.
Well, if you find that falls short, I'm always here for you. No matter how ugly or dark your feelings may be, you should not have to bear them alone.
I appreciate it, Lily, but you have no idea what you'd be taking on.
Are you kidding? Of course I do. Try as you might, you don't scare me. I'm sorry to inform you that my love for you is unconditional.
The idea of unconditional love is as quaint as the tooth fairy or environmentally friendly dry cleaning.
No, not when you're a parent. Look, you might only be my son by marriage, Charles. But I've always loved you as my own. And I hope you get the opportunity to feel that kind of love for someone someday.
I haven't heard from her in weeks. I'm going out of my mind.
Well, maybe I can help you.
Why? I thought after what happened at the shower, you would want me as far away from Blair as possible.
It's not for you, it's for her. I just want Blair to be happy and all of her dreams to come true, and I believe you're the one that can do that for her. But you have to promise me no more scheming.
Of course, I realize now how wrong I was. I'm not looking at the gossip sites. I'm not reading the newspapers. I just want Blair back. I can't tell this. I don't even know where she is.
I do.
It's decided.
Sure.
No. Apparently there are some risks even Chuck Bass isn't willing to take. So... problem solved.
Congratulations.
not crying. You smell like onions.
Blair, what if you don't marry Louis?
What? Be alone?
No. What do you really want?
To be happy. But I don't think I know how to anymore.
Well, I think I know how to make you happy.
I spoke with Nathaniel. He told me about your visit. How dare you try to undermine my relationship with my grandson?
What did you expect? I'd give up everything without a fight just because you decided Nate was the future of this family? You've been the engine behind my entire career.
And that can only last for so long. The voters are not behind me.
Yeah, and you can change that, and you know it. If you abandon me now, I'll lose the election. I'll have nothing.
My mind's made up. Nate called to confirm he's coming with me this weekend. Plans have all been arranged. Time to get on board.
Congressman? I think we can help each other. I'm sorry. Who are you?
Someone who's sick and being pushed around by these people.
What are you doing here?
Apparently the same as you. Prince and the Pill Popper. This should be fun, shall we?
No one's answering.
A man can't hold his liquor or his narcotics. The last time he tried to crash at my place, I learned where he hid a spare cake.
Sorry, boys, but didn't you know that if you wait too long to seize the day...
God, where would she go?
The one you want can get away.
There she is. Charlie, this is Matthew Ledge. He's covering the party for a women's wear table.
You look fantastic. Who are you wearing?
Oh, thank you. Bad singer's cat.
It's great.
Shall we go get ourselves a drink?
Enjoy your night.
Thanks. Thank you so much. This party is a dream come true. I just can't believe that you would do all this for me.
Oh, my darling, you are family. This is what we do for fans.
Take this polyester rag off my face right now, Humphrey. And who doesn't keep a silk blindfold in their bedside table?
You brought me to watch Human Sacrifice. Or an episode of The Bachelor. Either way, I am not happy.
Relax. You are totally safe and the paparazzi have no idea where you are. We took the service elevator out of my apartment, so I'll be right back.
No, no. You are not going anywhere until you tell me what's going on.
Do you trust me?
I'm not in the habit of doing that.
Well, you don't really have a choice now, do you?
Just pull around to the garage. Evening, sir.
Thank you.
What the hell are you doing here?
Thought I'd check out Charlie's party for myself.
Yeah, you'll leave for a little.
Hey, look, just because you're not interested in my story doesn't mean someone else won't be. I heard the reporter's here tonight. A society princess exposes a white trash fraud? Sounds pretty compelling to me.
Yeah, well, guess I'll have to make sure no one lets you in the door.
Charlie, hey.
Nate, I didn't think you'd be here.
Yeah, I can't stay, but listen, I just want to give you a heads up. Max is here. He just told me he's going to try and sell a story to one of the reporters covering your party.
It's all lies. You don't think anyone would believe him, right?
Yeah, but a story's a story. I mean, true or false, it can take on life of its own.
Really? She wasn't a dance? Okay, I'll find out where she is. I promise, Louis. Hi. Hey, have either of you seen Blair or Dan? There's Dan.
Listen, Humphrey, I don't want to play hide and seek right now. Just tell me where the hell Blair is.
What's he doing?
Looks like he's helping Chuck and Blair finally be together.
Would you guys excuse me? I'm gonna go have a drink.
Well, if the paparazzi don't know Blair's here, they'll try to storm the Empire and ruin the whole party just trying to get a photo.
Seriously? The paparazzi could shut down the party.
Especially if they knew Blair was here with Chuck. I'll go talk to security about Max.
What's going on? Do you have something to do with this?
No. Dan arranged it for us.
What? Us?
The us I should have fought for when you called. The us that is not just you and me, but you, me, and your baby.
Then... why did you tell me to choose Louis?
I thought it was selfish if I was the one to tell you to break up your family.
That was the moment you chose not to be selfish?
Timing has never been our strong suit. I had it all wrong. Just because Louis is the father of your baby does not mean you should be with him. You should be with me.
Why?
Because I'm going to love your baby as much as I love you. What is it?
Gossip Girl. Someone sent out a blast that I'm here with you. I don't want any photos of us to get back to Louis before I can talk to him. I gotta get out of here.
Wait. I want to come with you.
Hey, sorry to bother you guys. Just want to make sure you saw the Gossip Girl blast.
We need to leave immediately.
Yeah, I have a car here waiting for me.
So do I.
All right, perfect. Then we'll be down in the garage. We can go through there. Come on.
I'd like to have everyone's attention, please. Wow, the paparazzi are aggressive tonight. They must really want a shot of our new It Girl. I'd like to say a few words about my lovely niece, Charlotte Rhodes. Since she didn't grow up in New York City, you haven't had the opportunity to get to know what a wonderful young woman she is. I hope starting tonight you get that chance. Charlie.
Took you long enough. I'm not talking about the walk from the lobby to here. Have a good trip with him.
Camus said that life is the sum of our choices. Choose wisely and fortune smiles upon you. But choose poorly? You never know what price you'll have to pay.
Hey.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, Jason.
I'm sorry I came down so hard on you before.
Yeah, you were right. I was going to tell Blair how I felt about her.
You mean you were going to tell her you love her?
In spite of myself, and honestly, many times, in spite of her. I didn't want to. I kept trying to make it go away, but how do you kill a feeling?
I don't know.
When you told me about the idea of rewriting the end of my story, I thought, maybe. Maybe that's the answer.
And what stopped you?
When I saw Blair, she just got off the phone with Chuck and she was heartbroken. You know, I'd been so consumed with my own feelings that I wouldn't let myself see how much she loves Chuck. You were right. She didn't need my confession. She needed my help.
Wow, that's a really amazing thing to do, Dan.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't easy. But I do think that I can give myself a new ending. By making sure Chuck and Blair get the ending they deserve. I want her to be happy. Gotta head home and get started on this afterward.
Dan, you're one of the good ones, you know.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You have fun at your party?
When are you going to leave me alone?
Starting now, actually. Got some money. Going back to Portland.
Good.
I think once I'm gone, you're free. The truth is, once I go, Ivy, you are trapped in this lie forever.
Look, I worked hard to get here. Trust me, I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, maybe for now. That'll wear off eventually. My actress wants to play the same role her entire life.
This is more than just a role. This is my life now, and these people are my family.
How can their love be real when you're a total fake?
Oh, those paparazzi.
Yeah, they're chasing the car in front of us. Pretty aggressive.
Yeah, I think they're chasing my friends.
I have to tell Levy face to face at the wedding and saw Feek. He deserves at least that.
Are you sure you want to do this? I mean, a prince at a fairy tale wedding, this is all you ever wanted.
You're all I ever wanted. I love you. I love every part of you. I couldn't tell Louis that he would never lose me because it wasn't true. You're the one I never want to be.
How do you want to do this?
First, we have to go to the concert so I can tell Louis stuff, and then... I don't know. We can go anywhere. Switzerland has impeccable schools, or maybe Tokyo. They have opening ceremony and great test scores.
Well, we don't need to go anywhere. We raise this baby right here.
Look at them.
Hey, grandfather. Yeah, well, I was a little delayed leaving the Empire, but I'm on my way to Westchester Airport now.
Westchester? I thought I was taking you to the Upper East Side.
What? No. Hey, let me call you back. What? No, I have a flight out of Westchester County Airport in 45 minutes.
Okay, I just got to get out of the park and then I can turn around. It's not a problem.
All right, thank you.
Those motorcycles are really out of control.
What are they doing? Oh, my God!
Okay?
I don't know. I saw the whole thing. I stayed with them until the ambulances came. They're with the doctors now. But I spoke with the EMT who brought them in. He said it's pretty bad.
Okay. Eleanor, Cyrus, Harold, and Roman are all flying in on the next flight from Paris. Eleanor was distraught.
Hey. Serena texted me. Are Blair and Chuck all right?
We don't know yet. We're hoping for the best. I'm going to go track down the doctor and see if I can get an update.
This is all Gossip Girl's fault. If she hadn't sent out that blast...
Well, I'm not trying to defend her, but it's not like Gossip Girl hopped in a motorcycle and chased Chuck and Blair through the streets in Manhattan.
Well, she may as well have. If Gossip Girl didn't exist, Chuck and Blair would not be in the hospital right now fighting for their lives. You know, I spent the whole morning looking at old Glass, and it's unbelievable the amount of pain she's caused. This is just the culmination of years of damage.
And so what do you want to do?
Well, I want to finish what Diana started. I want to take Gossip Girl down for good.
I'm with you. I think we should use the Spectator to do it.
Are you okay?
No. No, I'm not. This is all my fault.
What are you talking about? Of course it's not.
I sent the Gossip Girl blast.
Why?
I didn't do it to hurt Blair. I was just trying to protect myself.
From what?
Max showed up tonight. He was threatening to sell my story to the reporters covering the party, and I thought that if I sent the blast,
the paparazzi would show up and crush the party and it'd be shut down before Max could do any damage.
But what damage could he do? Max is a complete fraud.
I'm sorry. I'm a fraud. I just spoke to the doctor, and good news is that Blair is awake and responsive. And Jock? Carol, it's me, Ivy. I gotta get out of here. I'm leaving tonight. This time I'm not coming back.
We all like to think that we are in the driver's seat of our own lives. But the truth is, the idea that we can control our fate is an illusion. You can choose the most loyal friends, the dream job, the truest love.
There's been an accident.
How bad?
You know, I wouldn't take a risk like this if it wasn't serious. I had no choice.
Okay, Jack. I'll get on the next plane. You want me to stay?
Of course. Thank you, Diana.
It's not me you should thank.
But at the end of the day, our fate is decided for us. All we can do is hope we have the strength to cope with the hand she deals us.